Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Mimra McCarthy. Pope Benedict today reinforced his condemnation of the misuse of religion as an excuse for hatred or violence in the world. The Pope was speaking to a delegation from the Anti-Defamation League, who met in private audience with the Holy Father here at the Vatican. Founded in October 1913 by Sigmund Livingston, the Anti-Defamation League was established in direct response to the case of Leo Frank, a Jewish factory manager living in the state of Georgia who had been arrested and convicted for the rape and murder of Mary Fagan. Subsequent investigations proved that he was innocent of the crime, but during his stay in prison he was kidnapped and lynched by a mob. Since then, ADL's mandate has grown not only to come to the aid of victims of anti-Semitism, but also those who suffer bigotry, whatever be their race, colour or creed. ADL also aims to combat international terrorism by probing the roots of hatred and promoting dialogue and tolerance through education. Welcoming the delegation to the Vatican Thursday morning, Pope Benedict praised their work, pointing out that today, religious, political, academic and economic leaders are being seriously challenged to improve the level of dialogue between peoples and between cultures. He said Jews, Christians and Muslims share many common convictions, and there are numerous areas of humanitarian and social engagement in which we can and must cooperate. Pope Benedict praised what he described as the positive initial steps towards a more open conversation on religious themes, born of the Second Vatican Council's declaration, Nostra Aetate. However, he added that perhaps, so far, these have been too tentative. The Holy Father told the delegation that it is precisely at this level of frank exchange and dialogue that the basis and the motivation for a solid and fruitful relationship will be found. I'm Eimear McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.